You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, streaming online, WNMUFM.org. We're also on Facebook at WNMU-FM and Instagram at WNMU Radio. Well, I'm joined in the studio with a special guest this morning, Mr. John Teichman of the NMU Vinyl Record Club. Welcome to the studio this morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to see you again. And I remember last time seeing you, it was at the ORDOC for an event. I think it was the Culture of Art, the video game series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really fun time. We got to talk about music and games and all kinds of other good nerdy things.
Mario Kart.
Yes. Yeah, that Mario Kart tournament was a blast for sure. A little nerve-wracking, but it was fun.
Yeah, over 40 people signed up for that. It was some stiff competition.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we're talking about something that's not so much a competition this time, luckily. It is another event at the ORDOC Brewing Company. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's coming up next week, a week from today, actually, June 19th through the 23rd, the ORDOC Vinyl Show. 10,000 vinyl records, 50 hours to roam and reminisce and reflect and browse.
Rummage.
Rummage. Trying to think of another R word. Exactly. Yeah. Everything from 45s to LPs to CDs to 8-tracks, t-shirts, posters, the whole thing. And ORDOC is very supportive of these kind of community events. That whole second floor, you know, is filled with art and events and happenings of all kinds. And this is what's happening next week. And it's definitely a, you know, come on into town, make some time to be there and just dig in.
Absolutely. Yeah, when this happens, it's kind of a takeover of that upstairs in a really good way. I mean, like you said, it's an opportunity to go and take a look for some hidden treasures or some things that maybe you missed from your collection before, and also connecting with those fellow like-minded music listeners and collectors too. That's always fun.
Yeah, and I think the idea too is that, you know, so much of what we do these days is kind of insulated, and you're kind of, you know, this is an experiential event where you really have to get down there and get into it. There are people that I see at these events that are just at this event. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, you like Henry Mancini, you like Barbara Streisand, you know, and I remember their faces, but I'll remember sometimes the record that they're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe the style of music that they're looking for. Like you said, Henry Mancini, you know, there's some opportunity to find some classic composers in there, too, as well as a lot of bands and artists, too. So it's kind of the whole spectrum of music that's available.
Yeah, I mean, if someone likes Carl Orff, Carmina Burana, they might like, oh, the Excalibur soundtrack or the Conan Barbarian soundtrack or, you know, Ben-Hur. Soundtracks are a really big deal. I know you guys have that show here, you know, the score with Edmund Stowe.
Yes. And, you have the voice.
I love that show because you can, you know, even just hearing a few bars of that music, you know, exactly there's a connective nostalgic point there for every one of those songs.
Yeah, it takes you to a place, a familiar place or a memory maybe just gone from some while ago and comes
absolutely
back,
so. And I think that's what makes radio so wonderful is that, you know, you can reach so many people, and with music it crosses over into a place where it feels very timeless in some ways.
Right. Now, with this ORDOC Vinyl Show, you and another fellow are going to be bringing some music. I've been seeing some Facebook videos, I think, posted.
Yes.
There's like kind of the little primer. This is kind of what I'm bringing up for the show. Can you tell us a little bit about your cohort there?
Dozens and dozens of U-Haul boxes being brought up from Detroit by Jeff Walker. Tables and everything will be set up on Monday night. And then Tuesday, the 19th at 5 p.m., we're open. And the floodgates really open. I always tell people arrive early for best selection, of course. But there's just opportunities to go to the Facebook page to say, I'm looking for this particular record.
Right.
And I had someone, you know, say yesterday, I'm looking for Doors LA Woman, or I'm looking for J.J. Cale, or I'm looking for that Tom Waits record. Mm. And many times through this community of like-minded collectors and fans, there's a way to connect people with that. And it's a great feeling because I remember someone found a copy of West Side Story. Now, West Side Story soundtrack sold millions of copies, but for that person that day, that was their holy grail moment.
Yeah.
And I love being a part of that.
Yeah. That just kind of seeing that light in their face and like, I found it. That's the one.
Yes.
And you bring up a good point too, that with shows like this, you can arrive and you can take a look at the thing that's offered there. You can take a look at all the boxes and kind of have that exploration. Or you can also take part in the social media side of it too and maybe request something ahead of time, see if they can hold something for you ahead or things like that. That's a possibility too.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think also it's an ongoing conversation because, you know, some people are real completists and they're looking for, you know, all the records by this particular artist. Or if you like, you know, David Bowie, you might like Mott the Hoople or Mick Ronson, who is his arranger for all of those big songs that we know. Mm-hmm. And Mick Ronson has his own records, and Mick Ronson actually played with Bob Dylan on the Rolling Thunder Review. So there's those little tributaries that you flow down where you're like, oh, if I like this, there might be three or four other things I might want to check out too.
Yeah, you can pin different places on your music map and say, oh, this is the next direction I should go if in my listening adventure. So
absolutely.
That's really great. This is, again, all at the Ordock Brewing Company, starting June 19th and running until the 23rd, until that Saturday. And they're going to be getting the boxes in on that Monday, the 18th. Yeah. And I'm sure that'll be quite the event in and itself for you. And
well, it is. I mean, there's a real ritual to this. I mean, we've been doing this for about 5-6 years now. And so there's a real ritual to it. And there's a real a methodology that we follow. After the room is all set up, Jeff actually goes around and takes pictures of the whole room so we can remember how everything was arranged.
Yeah.
But, you know, the posters, the T-shirts, all of the minutiae, you know, books about music, and we've had guitar stands and, you know, amplifiers and speakers and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's a real mix of stuff, and you never know what you're going to find.
Sure, sure. And That's part of the adventure, I think, of exploring through those areas in the upstairs of the Ordock Brewing Company. Again, June 19th to 23rd. Take a look on Facebook for that. You can type that right in, or you can look on Ordock Brewing Company's Facebook page as well and find the event there, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you type in the words Ordock Vinyl Show, you look for the Batman poster,
oh, yeah.
You know, you're in the right place.
For sure. And I will say, too, the Batman poster has Batman and Robin, and there's a mop-top group on the right side of that poster, too, I believe.
You notice one person is barefoot there. So this plays right in into that whole, like, Beatles mythology.
Oh, okay.
And this is a cover we adapted or appropriated from Neil Adams, who's really like a landmark Batman artist who made Batman Dark Again in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
And so this is an early 70s cover. And it was perfect. And we even have, you know, rest in peace, MP3
right.
on the gravestone. So there was just a lot of what I like to call binary opposition, where there's like two or three things happening in the image that really pulls people in.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of representative of this show, too, is that, you know, you get the face value of saying, hey, there's this big show happening here. And then you look into the details and you find some goodies. So I think that's a really good choice for a poster for
this
show. So
I have to give a shout out to Anthony Reynolds, who is the graphic artist down at the Ordock. Anthony, Nicole Walton is a relative of Anthony's, and Anthony is an outstanding visual artist.
He helped design the swing dance poster. Yeah.
Yes, and it looked like a vintage swing poster.
It was legitimately, down to the little details.
And the phone number, a five-digit phone number.
Yeah, it was so cool.
But he, you know, he always says to me, he says, well, it was all your idea. And I said, no, this is a collaboration. And the final product wouldn't be as engaging as it was if we weren't all working together on it.
Absolutely. Well, and that's something that you all can take pride in, that you're working together to help out so many people find these treasures and point them in different directions for recommendations too, and also just help to bring people together. So
yeah, it is a real community event. And I guess that's the thing too. It's free. People are free to stay as long as they want. There's comedy and live music all week. We call ourselves sometimes the Earls of Sandwich because we order different sandwiches every day.
Excellent.
And, you know, there's so much to eat and enjoy in Marquette, and over 50 hours, it's a lot.
You get hungry after a while.
Yes.
And that's a lot of manual labor to bring those boxes around, I'm sure. So, we definitely appreciate you all bringing the things that you do to the Ordock and to the community here in Marquette. So, thanks again, John Teichman of the NMU Record Club here on campus and many wearing many many other hats as well. He's got his NMU jersey on right now too. So
you have yours on too.
I do. Yeah, I've got my. You know, we just like to remind ourselves of where we are every once in a while. So
yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, John. It's been a pleasure, and we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.